Welcome to the Money, Mindset and Miracles podcast, helping you to grow predictable and scalable months of income from your business as gracefully as possible. I'm Rachel Smith, business coach, mindset expert, speaker and the founder of the 5K Club. I'm really excited today to talk about something that is part of the work that I do with clients, especially with women, because it is something that women struggle with so much, and it's all around how we think and feel about money. And I love this work because when you start to work on your relationship with money, it is some of the most transformational work that you can do that has a direct impact on your level of success, your ability to call more clients to you, and to actually generate more money. And let's face it, when you're running a business, we're all looking to scale our business. We're all looking to generate even more profit, because then we can work with more clients. We can have a bigger impact in the world. We can generate money that benefits us and our loved ones and the world. And, you know, this is some of the most, as I said, it's some of the most transformational work that you can do. And I didn't know this when I first started out in business. And, you know, if I could jump in a time machine, whiz to like 2012 and just whisper in the ear of me at that point and just say, work on your money mindset, I would have got where I am today a lot faster and probably without the mistakes that I made. So let's dive into this. So this episode is for you if you are feeling stuck and frustrated with your current level of income. You know, perhaps you've been working in your business for a little while and you're making that 1 to 2K every single month, but it doesn't seem to matter what you do, how hard you work, what you invest in, what you implement, that you can never quite move the needle beyond the 2K mark. And even if you do, it feels like it was a one-off. And there's a specific reason why that's happening, and that's what we're going to delve into today. And, you know, if you're in that situation where you are working really hard, you're showing up, you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're investing in your business, but you can't move the needle, and you're starting to even believe that maybe generating 5K a month is not possible for you, I want to kind of let you know that that's exactly how I was feeling when I was constantly stepping up in my business, working really hard, like harder than I am doing now. And I was just really frustrated, and I just thought, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I generate that level of success that I can see is available for other people around me? You know, I was really brilliant at selling. I have always sold. I always had the ability to market myself, my business, and created like amazing offers that people were saying yes to. And I was calling in new clients every single month. But what I discovered after a period of time is that money would come into my business, come into my life, but I would kind of always be at that same point every single month. You know, I was always back to that zero point. And, I was making some decisions around my money, which I was aware of, but I just couldn't seem to break. So I was coming up with unexpected expenditure that I hadn't forecasted for or even had a contingency plan. I was also like overcommitting in my expenditure, both in my business and my personal life. And I was definitely doing those kind of impulse purchases. And what all of that resulted in is that every single month, the start of every month, I was back to zero. And it was like Groundhog Day. It was like, right, I need new clients. I need to come up with an offer. I need to go out there and launch. And, which, you know, I accept all part and parcel of business. But I wanted money to come in to my life through my business so that I could change my life. I didn't want to stay at the same point. And I didn't also want to keep working this hard for that amount of money. Because actually, when I looked at the hours that I was putting in, when I was looking at what I was investing in my business, to the return on that investment and that return on my time spent in the business, it didn't actually make sense. So I knew that something had to change. And if I was completely honest, a lot of this pattern had been around for a long time in my life. It just showed itself up when I was running a business, when I was having to rely on the money that I was generating to pay for my life. So yeah, I realized quite quickly that I had some sort of deep-rooted pattern within me where I was just rejecting money. You know, money would come in and then I would do something with it where basically I was rejecting the money, and it was almost like I didn't believe I was worthy of receiving that money. And I started to really start to unpick this, because I could see that I was getting results in my business. I could see that I didn't need to work any harder, that there was something else missing. And it was like the first time that I started to think about what else was happening. And it was the first time that I started hearing, because I was ready to hear it, about money mindset. And I was like, what is that? You know, what is money mindset? You know, I was trained in NLP. I understood about mindset, but I didn't really understand anything specifically around money mindset. And when I started to investigate, I realized that actually a lot of my limiting beliefs, a lot of my doubts, and not my fears, were actually the reasons why I was sabotaging my success and why I was stopping myself from really creating that life that I really, really wanted to have. So perhaps this is resonating with you. You know, perhaps you're like, oh yes, I definitely have had experiences of like working really hard, getting the money, and then finding yourself taking action where you just see yourself rejecting the money and getting back to square one. So nothing ever changes in your life. And that is the point that I got to, is why wasn't anything changing in my life? And the question that I asked myself, which helped me to really uncover what was going on, is this question. And it's like, how is my behavior that I could see and that I was experiencing around money and about rejecting money, how is my behavior serving me? How is that serving me? Because there was a reason why I kept turning. It wasn't because I was stupid. It wasn't because I was reckless. There was a real reason about why I was taking this action on repeat. And I realized that actually, because I was repeating this behavior over and over again, it was serving me. It was keeping me small. It was keeping me out of the limelight. It kept me under the radar. I wasn't being criticized. I wasn't being trolled. I was working with some really lovely clients, often the same clients over and over again. I was being a good girl by not being seen, of not being too noisy, not bragging. You know, this was all old programming about not upsetting other people with the things that you've got and that perhaps they haven't got. And also, it happens all the time in the online world, is that you don't have to look too far to see people who are not just a few steps ahead of you in terms of your success and the business that they've built. Maybe they're 10 steps ahead of you. And I have to say that right back in the early stages of running a business, and this is at this point when I was uncovering all this money mindset, is that there were some big players out there in the coaching and the mentoring space. And I was in all of these people. And there was it really fed that part of me that I wasn't good enough, that I was an imposter. And it also fed into stories that my family had shared with me about me running a business. They just thought it was nonsense and I'd never make any money from it. Me rejecting money kept me in exactly the same situation, and it kept me in what my unconscious mind considered like my safe space. And it hadn't quite caught up with my ambition and my goals and my desire for my life to look differently than it was. And this is why money mindset is so, so important, because you have to do like two things with your mind. You have to, first of all, make it safe for your unconscious mind to completely accept that what you are looking for in terms of your life, and maybe this is the life that you've never experienced before, or you haven't ever witness anybody else experiencing close to you, but you have to make it safe in your mind for you to live the life that you truly desire to live, and make it safe for you to have all those clients and to receive that income. And that's part of the programming work that you do. This is part of like visualization and journaling and meditation and acting as though those things are already true, because you need to program your unconscious mind that it's normal for you to have this amazing life, to do these amazing things, to work with these amazing clients, to earn this amazing amount of money. It, you know, that's part of your role as a person, is to just keep programming your unconscious mind and making it feel safe, making it feel normal, so that you can just move through, you know, any fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs that you have. Because actually overriding all of that is like this profound belief that this life that you desire is yours, and you're just stepping into that. And the second thing you have to do is all of those limiting beliefs that you have, both consciously and unconsciously, but you know, really the unconscious ones, those limiting beliefs that I discovered when I asked that question of how is this serving you, I had to clear those limiting beliefs. I had to really do that deep work, which always sounds like it's really painful, and it's not. Can you imagine if you had a process where you could just let go of your limiting beliefs in a really easy way, so that actually the more times that you do that exercise, you just step into what is possibly open for you. And when you're doing those two things together, where you're programming your mind for exactly what you do desire, making that normal with releasing your limiting beliefs, this is when the magic happens. This is when you can truly step into earning all the money that you want, working with all the clients that you want in the way that you desire, and having the ability to retain the money and put the money into areas of your life that's going to allow you to step into the ability to change your life, to live your life differently. So this is the work that I love to do with my clients. This is, you know, something that once you start delving into this, honestly, the levels, the layers of transformation that happen is absolutely amazing. So if this is like, oh my God, I want to know more about this, and how do I get started with this? I've got two amazing resources for you. The first one is my free resource, which is my Wealth and Abundance Hypnosis that I have recorded. And it has been downloaded by hundreds of women like you who are ready to step out of the shadows and really step into playing that bigger game and being unstoppable in your business and therefore in your life. And that is completely free. You can download that, get started with that today. And honestly, it's a hypnosis. It's one of the most powerful tools that you can use to program yourself exactly what you do want by, you know, just listening to it. Listen to it once, listen to it every day for 30 days, do what you want with it. It is going to be your resource. So head over to the show notes and go and download that resource. And the other resource that I've got is a course that I have created, and it's a Udemy course. And again, I'll share the links in the show notes. And this course is my 5-step process that came out of the work that I've been talking about in this episode. And that work is about setting yourself like really big, fantastic, brilliant income goals, and then releasing the limiting beliefs that you have about this so that you can actually just start moving forward. And the third step with all of that is to actually anchor in what it is that you do want. So as I said, that's available on Udemy. I'll leave the link. Go and check it out. See if that's a bit for you. It's a really affordable, brilliant course. There's 3 amazing resources in that, including 2 meditations that's going to help you do this work. And the way that I have put that course together is that I want it to be this course that you can do. You can integrate it into your business life so that you use these tools every single month, so that you start to move closer and closer to like your income goals. So you start smashing your income goals and exceeding income goals. And the more that you do this work, the faster you will achieve the results. And then you can balance out of action taking with the receiving work, the opening up work. And once you've got those two components together, you are going to set the world on fire with your amazing business. So if you have loved this episode, I'd love for you to pop me a review over. Love for you to do that. And if you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe to this episode about talking about our relationship with money, especially as female entrepreneurs. Is part of a brand new mini series that I'm running over at the time of recording this. It's the summer of 2022. I'm going to be talking more and more about money and our relationship with money and how that shows up in business. And I'm going to give you the tools and the stories that's going to help you to really step into generating the next level of amazing income in your business. So until next time, have fun growing your awesome business, and I look forward to creating more resources like this for you. Bye for now.